You're listening to Inside Europe. My name is Keith Walker, and about 40 Islamic State fighters detained in Syria reportedly have German passports. Germany's conservative interior minister has said they can only return to Germany under strict conditions. Thomas Sparrow, DW's security correspondent, is with me. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith.
The interior minister says Germany will only take back Islamic State foreign fighters and their families if they can prove their identities and do not pose a serious security threat. Now, are there any circumstances where somebody who travelled to Syria to fight with Islamic State is not a security threat?
Well, that's actually a good question, but the key word, you already mentioned it yourself, is prove. And what the Interior Minister wants to do is to try and prove whether there is a concrete threat, and not only a concrete threat in Syria, but also whether there could be a concrete threat if they return to Germany. And proving that is extremely difficult because of the situation in Syria and because of the fact that there are very difficult conditions over there. So the key conditions that Horst Seehofer specifically mentioned was trying to prove their identities, something that has also been very difficult, not only now but previously, and making sure that they're not a security threat in Germany when they come back, something that is part of this very big debate about security in the country, and they would have to then review every individual case beforehand. So you can imagine that on the one hand, there is a sort of responsibility saying, well, these people are German, so they should be able to be on trial in Germany and respond to their possible crimes in Germany. On the other hand, German officials want to make sure that only happens under very strict conditions.
But, I mean, yes, German citizens perhaps, but as we heard in our previous report, the British Home Secretary referred to Islamic State as a death cult that enslaved and raped thousands of Yazidi girls that celebrated attacks on our shores. And we have to remember, Thomas, that Islamic State blew up innocent children at a pop concert in Manchester. They drove a van into pedestrians on London Bridge. They stabbed people in nearby bars. You know, the list goes on. Vans hitting pedestrians, jumping sidewalks in La Rambla, Spain. You know, it just keeps on going on. This is who we're talking about here. Yes, German citizens, perhaps. But a report from last year suggested that returning fighters with double citizenship should have their German nationality revoked if there's evidence of them having fought for a so-called terrorist militia. Is that going to happen?
Well, I'd like to mention before we actually go into this specific case, you're right when you mentioned that list of attacks here in Europe, and that is a very big trauma for politicians, not only in Germany, but in other parts of Europe, namely the fact that what you see in Syria, what you see, for example, there, can also be in a way exported to Europe, and that's why they want to make sure these conditions are very strict, because they don't want to bring back possible members of the Islamic State with a German passport back to Germany. And if there is a lack of evidence, for example, that these people could then be released and whether they could pose a terror threat, that's the question that they want to make sure they can answer before they come to Germany. Now, when you talk about the passport, that's also something that has been discussed for a long time here in Germany. In fact, if you look at the coalition agreement, well hidden in the coalition agreement, in the many, many pages of the coalition agreement, there's the goal by the Conservatives and the Social Democrats to make sure that Germans with dual nationality, and it's important that it's dual nationality because if they only had a German passport, that would make things much more difficult, but Germans with dual nationality could lose their German passport when there is a proven and a concrete participation in combat as part of a terror group abroad. You can imagine that it's very difficult to actually make sure that it's concrete participation and that they can prove that. So again, there is a very difficult legal and political situation here, one that politicians have been trying to deal with for a very long time now, and one that has obviously become part of the debate now as we're discussing the possibility of these people returning not only to Germany but to other parts of Europe as well, as we just saw in our report from the United Kingdom.
Now, the US State Department earlier this month called upon other nations to repatriate and prosecute their citizens detained in Syria by the Syrian Democratic Forces. This is the US-backed forces. And the US commends the continued efforts of the SDF to return these foreign terrorist fighters, their words, to their countries of origin. Why is this so important for Washington?
Well, essentially, Washington has been planning a withdrawal from Syria. They believe that they have won the battle against the so-called Islamic State, and that's why they have been planning this withdrawal. And as part of that withdrawal, there has been discussion as to whether European forces should fill the gap, something that, by the way, European leaders have been very quick to say they are not willing to do so. This has just become another element that really reveals a very difficult situation between Washington and its European allies. That was absolutely evident at the recent Munich Security Conference, where, by the way, these issues were also discussed. So that's the reason why Washington has been pressing for European countries to take back some of their citizens who have been fighting abroad.
We'll hear more from the Munich Security Conference very soon. DW Security Correspondent Thomas Sparrow on the line from Berlin. Thank you very much, Thomas.
Thank you, Keith.